Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic. I am one of your co-hosts, Kirk Smith, and they're clear.
Why'd your voice get so high?
And they're going there clearing his throat. I thought I heard you clear those. But
well, they might not have heard. I moved the mic away.
We can do this again.
I'm a professional.
Hey guys.
Hey, Kirk Smith, Graham K.
Graham K, you've been on the road, man. You've been touring the world.
I have been
making moves.
I have been. The American government decided that I shouldn't be in America, and I had to leave. We're waiting for my green card, and I did a little bit of a tour there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good though. Ended up being good.
The waiting for the green card tour.
Yeah, yeah. There's something in LA called pilot season where you have to audition for a bunch of stuff.
And your heart broken?
And it all you get your heart broken. But it all happens. Basically, there's a bunch of auditions that happen at the same time in February. And
I thought it was January. That's how out of the loop I am. I thought it was end of January.
Yeah, well, it keeps getting, well, whatever. It isn't. But anyway, it used to be, I think, in the 80s when you were young. But
I was 65. Yeah, you know,
but anyway, my agent was like, because we're building reputations with all these casting directors and stuff, and it's a big thing. And then I spent pilot season in Eastern Canada, on Maritime Canada,
St. John's and Halifax.
Yeah,
and
all the pilot season hotspots.
Perfect.
Yeah. So she was super. She was very happy with me. She was like, "Oh, thank God you're not in L.A. and you're in St. John, New Brunswick."
Thank God you're not visible at all.
Yeah.
We love you, St. John's, by the way, but not the most visible in terms of show business.
No. So that was good. I spent 4 years building up reputations, and I booked a pilot last year, and this was going to be my big year, and then
Life happened.
That's okay. That's what happens. Life happens, and I'm happy to be back. It's still cold where I'm from, and I'm in L.A. right now, and it's beautiful outside.
It's 80.
Yeah, it's 80. It's a great day to spend half an hour looking for parking being late for your podcast. So it's fantastic.
Am I hiding the bitterness, people? Is it shining through?
Every place has their thing. People are like, oh, LA's the best. Well, you know what? At least you don't have to spend 45 minutes looking for parking.
I will say this. Every place is, when you're rich, I think sometimes people are like, well, so-and-so loves it. So-and-so's a millionaire. So yeah, he doesn't have to look for parking. He pulls right up to his house.
Yeah.
And when he goes out,
he's got
a valets.
Driver.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Or he's in Lyft.
The guy just loops around the block for 4 hours.
Just hang out. I'll text you when I'm done.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a totally different experience as a up-and-coming actor / comedian. I agree. Yeah, totally different. Totally different.
Yeah. But one of the good things that came out of it, me being in Canada, is I got to hang out with my brother a bunch of times.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, super awesome.
If you guys could see his hair right now, it's standing straight up.
Yeah.
He's run his fingers through it, and there's gel or something, wax, and so it's it's looking very...
Sweat?
Scared. He looks very scared.
Yeah,
Hair's looking good, though, I gotta be honest.
Is
hair's
it?
Hair's looking good.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah, it's
looking good. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I had a big night last night.
Nice.
I'm getting ready to leave L.A., so people came out to see me. I had a show. A couple of people bought me beers, and... And I might be a little hungover. Might be a little loosey-goosey on the mic.
If they tell us this is the best podcast ever, then we've stumbled onto something. This is Autastic. Yeah. I'm Kirk, and this is our co-host, who's always drunk, Graham K.
Hey, he was autistic.
That guy's so insightful.
Yeah.
My week in review, man, I had a doozy. I was in Vancouver. I was doing a little tour up in Vancouver at the Laugh Lines.
Doing comedy in Canada,
yeah.
Both of us. Holy,
yeah.
Look at us.
Getting paid in loonies.
If you can't make it,
go to Canada.
Go to Canada.
And we had a scare. My kid's mom ended up in the hospital. It was a long story, and I'll share the details when I get permission. But so I had to cancel some shows and head over to Sweden on short notice, like one day to the next.
Kirk is one of the strongest men I know. I'm not joking. I mean that.
It was a very hard month. I'm not
the
kidding.
The amount of BS that you have to go through, you know, and then you keep plugging along, keep smiling, and you keep working hard, and you have a good attitude, and you try your best. It's amazing. It's amazing the amount of stress that you were under the past couple months. Your ex-wife, who takes care, who's the primary caretaker of your son, was hurt in the hospital, and you had to cancel mid-tour and fly to Sweden from Vancouver, very far.
Yeah.
Very far. And then take care of your son and figure out what best placement for him and stuff like that. These are things that we all worry about, you know? Like everyone who has an autistic person in their family are like, what do we do if poop hits the fan?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What happens? And poop hit the fan and you went there like a boss, like a man.
I gotta be honest, bro. It was
figured
like,
it out.
I wish I had been more Christ-like or however you want to describe it and just been like, oh, no, it's great. But I
don't think Christ would be like, this is great. Fantastic.
I was pretty frustrated on the timing. Not the, you know, things happen, but just the, it was a hard, You know how showbiz works. You spend months setting up shows, maybe 6 months out.
Yeah,
you know, 3 or 4 months, and you're marketing, you're promoting, and then to cancel it last minute, you're just like
cancel it mid. I think your plane landed in Vancouver. You did one show, and then you were out.
Yeah, I'd done a weekend. The weekend was great, and then it could have been worse. They could have canceled before the weekend, which would have really. Anyway, not that everything's about money and work, but it does. You know, people have to work. You have to. Yeah, my landlord doesn't want to get paid in goodwill. So yeah, I have to work. Mm-hmm. And it was a hard thing, dude. It was a hard thing. And just go with the flow. We figured it out.
Did you find him a place to stay?
Yeah, we're still working on it. It's a tough deal, dude. It's a tough, you know, he has caregivers that come to the house, but We go through them because people will quit. You know, he'll headbutt somebody and they'll quit basically on the spot, which, you know, fair enough. But that puts you in a lurch, you know. And then he'll break somebody's phone or do something, and then they'll quit immediately, which, again, I understand. But it was a tough thing. It was a very frustrating thing. But in times of my parents helped kick in a little bit on some of the flights. You know, I had to fly the next day. You know how that works. It's like, it's not $60.
It isn't?
To fly to Europe the next day.
It isn't cheap?
No. And so that was helpful. And, you know, nice. My car ended up at the airport for almost a month. So that wasn't cheap.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then the actual hard part is my son. Like, you deal with, as a parent, a lot of guilt around your kids in general. I think you deal with a lot of guilt around my daughter too, but about you second guess and things you could have done different. And yeah, so it was a tough few weeks.
And you have a lot of guilt. What do you have guilt for?
I don't know. You always feel like you could have done better. You could have done something better. You could have done something different.
Like what? With regards to your son?
I'm not saying it's logical or justified or have any sound explanation. I think it's guilt. I'm feeling something. It's not just sadness.
Kirk is like a
Neanderthal?
No, you're like from like a different time. You basically have the same emotional capacity of the generation before the baby boomers. Like
toaster?
The generation that fought World War II. That's you. I'm feeling something.
I feel something. It's not happiness.
Not just sadness.
It's not just sadness. It's something else. I can't
the generation that
up.
Muscled through PTSD after World War II.
Stop bitching so much.
Sometimes I wake up and scream. Who cares? Get to work.
We all wake up screaming sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's a Tuesday. But I don't know. Maybe is it guilt? I'm trying to think. I think it's not sadness. It's guilt. It's maybe it's like it's not resignation. What would I if I just boy? I wish I could really. I guess I am really a Neanderthal. Let me think. It's got to be like it's something like huh?
Maybe it is guilt.
I think it is guilt, but over what? I'm not exactly sure.
Tried your best. That's it. That's the thing. Maybe we're making a breakthrough today. Maybe you don't need to feel guilty. You know, you tried your best. You're trying your best.
I'm definitely trying my best.
You know, a bad dad wouldn't have flown the next day across the world. A good dad does that.
Yeah.
You know? He's in a good place. He's doing... you know how many kids, when I see, like a homeless person, and I'm like, Are they just autistic and they have bad parents? You know?
Yeah. No, a lot of them have mental issues. I don't know if autism could be part of it, but for sure.
It's like, you know, and I'm like, your son could be one of those people if you were a bad dad. But instead, he's got a roof over his head. He's got food. He's a little overweight. He's doing great.
He's got plenty of food.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got a sweet, sweet mustache. He's happy. He's learning. He's progressing.
Yeah, you're doing what you gotta do. He's making progress.
You're doing stuff, buddy.
Yeah, we're doing it.
You're doing it. You're doing a good job. You're doing what you got to do. Whatever measures you got to take, you know? You deserve a lot of credit for that. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not saying much. I'm just processing. I'm thinking.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's what part of this podcast is, you know, the more in detail that you get about your own life, the more people, the listeners can relate to. You know, the more it's weird. The more specific you get, the more relatable it is. A lot of people that listen to this podcast are going through that kind of stuff, or at least they're worrying about it.
Yeah.
You know? And they're beating themselves up. I could have done this. Could be better. Could be worse. You know what I mean?
You're right. When you say, like, could have done what? When you try to put a finger on, I don't know what I could have done.
Nothing, dude. You did everything you were supposed
to
do.
That's the thing.
You did everything you were supposed to do. You deserve a lot of credit. Life's hard. You got dealt, you know.
I mean, I'm not trying to get credit.
Not an easy hand.
I know you're not trying to get credit. Myself.
I know you're not trying to get credit. I'm giving you credit, though. You deserve credit.
It was a tough, tough, tough few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I did. It was my birthday over in Sweden.
I sent you a text.
I know. Thank you. And I was able to, his mom got out of the hospital after about a week she was back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was over there 2 weeks just to try to straighten out as much as I could. Mm-hmm. So for my birthday, I set up some weekend gigs at the Stockholm Comedy Club. That was fun. That was really fun.
Oh, I saw a clip. You posted a clip.
Yeah, they called. So
everyone got up and cheered for you.
I closed their show and then the host called me back up because I said, oh, it's my birthday. You know, just talking on stage.
Yeah.
And they did some sort of like the Swedish version of Happy Birthday. Yeah, which it was I'd like, never heard. I was actually a little embarrassed. I felt it was really sweet.
Yeah, it was
because I had such a terrible few weeks. I'm not kidding. It was one of the few weeks, worst weeks of my life.
Right.
It really was like, it felt nice to feel a little love. It was like,
Yeah, it was nice. It looked nice.
It was really nice. I felt really stupid, like just standing there not talking on stage.
It made me smile.
But it was really something.
Yeah, you could. Where can people see that?
It's on my Facebook. Yeah. Add me on Facebook, guys. Kirk Smith. I think I did a regular Kirk Smith. If you Google Kirk Smith, Google. If you search in Facebook, Kirk Smith, I think I'm in Hollywood, like geographically, could you come up? Or my fan page is Kirk Smith Comedy, which it says Kirk Smith Friend Page. Yeah. Yeah, it's there. It's kind of a cool video. I was deeply touched, which is a... Yeah, maybe I am from another time. It's hard for me to say, but yeah, it really touched my little heart.
You are from another time. It's okay.
You know, this
you look is, you look like a poster for Marine recruitment in 1944.
I'm more of an Army guy, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Marines are more for killing, I think, and the Army is like a little broader. You can kill people, but you could also be an engineer. You could do a few different things in there.
Yeah. You look like you're ready to fight the Hun.
I look like I said the word jerry rig a lot.
Yeah.
This leads us kind of into our in the news is talking about learning with autism. Talking about my son learning. He's starting to learn how to type he can type his password now on his computer, which is a big step.
His Apple computer?
He doesn't have an Apple computer, but Apple, if you're listening, we're open to it. He has a what's that called? A Chromebook, which is like the really simple. It's got a flash drive, so
right. It's cheaper.
Right, it's a lot cheaper.
It doesn't break.
No moving parts. There's no hard disk that spins, so it's just a flash drive. So they last a little longer. Lasts like 6 months. I'm not kidding. Maybe four.
Really?
Yeah, he goes through them. It's just rough on stuff.
Yeah.
Last one was a screen. He broke screen. Anyway, so he can type his password now, which is his name, .123. So if you hack his computer, now you know it's Jacob.123, but he can type it himself, which is like...
That's huge, man.
Big deal.
And you think he understands or he's just...
I don't know if he knows that's his name, but he knows that's how he gets his computer on.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Which leads us to in the news. What I was going to say was this was in CNN. As most of you know, it's Autism Awareness Month, and
Autism Awareness Month.
There's an article about... It's twofold. One of them has a video going in the background about Temple Grandin, who was in our two episodes ago, our interview with our roving reporter, Jill, remember?
Yep, I remember.
I love that. I love that episode.
What if I was like, good. Nope, don't remember.
Nope, no, it was a big night of partying. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I know, you were down the street from where I was performing.
I told you to text me.
And I got distracted. I'm a little under the weather. And anyway, so Temple Grandin walks through her process a little bit for learning, which I really like her little like push for like.
I love her.
Yeah.
I think she's fantastic. I like her opinions. I like the way she looks at autism.
Yeah.
I like how she's like.
Not a disability. Not, yeah.
Nothing. I mean, we all know it's a disability, but she's like, you can do more than you think.
Yeah, I guess you're saying it right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't let it stop you from doing what you want.
Yeah. I mean, it's different for your son, you know.
But she talks about that. You know what she says in that interview? It's pretty funny. She says, half the people on the spectrum, no, some of those people on the spectrum, oh, wait, she goes, there's one side of the spectrum, you have half the people in Silicon Valley. And the other side of the spectrum, you have people that aren't really verbal and can't talk and will need managed housing the rest of their life. And so, like, that's
right.
But it's like, yeah, that's what it seems like. There's a lot of people that, yeah, they're able to focus, they're very bright, and they run Silicon Valley and make every tool that we use, modern electronic tool, which is great.
Uh-huh.
And there's other people that are like my son that I'm hoping that, you know, he'll be able to, you know, do some manual labor, do some cleaning, do some housekeeping, maybe.
Like my brother, he does housekeeping and he makes French fries at a burger place.
There you go.
Yeah, like a really nice couple hires him once a week to clean their house.
Did I cut you off on the update for Peter? Let's save that for next week.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other article in the news is this is about Lauren James.
Did we talk about the first article? I don't think we did. We never got to it.
Well, the first we just
said CNN Temple Grandin, and then we talked about Temple Grandin.
So the first article is there's a video scrolling. And it's Temple Grandin.
Okay,
that's the article. What is she talking about? Quote unquote. She's talking about what it means this month, what it means, what it feels like to be autistic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and so she describes, what her feelings were like, and it's 2 minutes. It's a great little video. It's on CNN. You guys can check it out. Can I give you the little ticker here? CNN Health. It came out on March 2nd, which is today, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. The Lord's Day.
April 2nd. You don't even blink. You're like, sure, March 2nd. Sure.
Yeah.
And then, okay, Laura James, successful journalist and author, wife to Tim, mother of four adults. She was diagnosed in her 40s as being autistic. And it talks about basically.
At that point, don't you wish you weren't diagnosed?
Well, she says it helps explain a lot of things, so she feels like, oh, thank God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She had was diagnosed had tests for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, a rare connective tissue disorder. Returned to hospital room exhausted to find the air conditioner on, and a tuna hoping to find the air conditioner on and a tuna fish sandwich on the table. Instead, the room was stifling and the food was absent, and there's a child screaming nearby. She had a near meltdown. And the nurse came in and said, don't worry, we see a lot of autistic people here.
And that's how she was diagnosed.
And then she's like, I assume she was muddling me up with another patient. But then she started reading online and they got some traits for girls with autism. Like, oh my God, that's so me. I never, ever, ever thought about autism. I thought it was Rain Man and boys and all the stereotypes. And it talks about basically that the autism.
She thought only autistic people were boys?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
She says it's diagnosed in boys 4.5 times more commonly, but a lot of, you know, we've talked about this before, but a lot of it, people think now that it might be because women are better at camouflaging it or hiding the symptoms.
I don't know. If you're nonverbal, it's quite a camouflage.
Yeah. I think at the very one end of the spectrum, it's impossible to camouflage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she talks about, this is very clever. I like this, where she thought, as a child, she felt like everyone else seemed to know what to do and how to do it, like there was an instructional manual that I had lost and they all had it. It's a very eloquent, and she's a writer, so it's a very eloquent piece.
Right.
CNN, it's in CNN as well. And
those things are really helpful if you ever read something where someone explains what you're going through. And also, if you don't have that affliction that issue, and then you read it, it's a real, really good window. I have really bad obsessive compulsive disorder, and it was really bad when I was in high school to the point where I couldn't function. And I had to go see doctors. They gave me pills. I got sent away for a couple of years. You know, it was like really, really bad. And And I remember reading an article from somebody with really bad obsessive compulsive disorder, and it just made everything better.
So it encouraged you.
It encouraged me.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what it's like. Okay. I'm not
losing my mind.
Yeah. I am, but but at least I know what and how and you know what I mean, and it just helps. That kind of stuff's very important. If you are on the higher end of the spectrum of autism and you're like, what, or if you have a kid or something, to read that could make all the world the difference, I think.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, that was in the news.
Those are the news, man. How are we doing on time? Do we have time for a little topic du jour? I think we got a little bit of time. I think we could do a little. So should we save this for later? What do you think?
Yeah, we could save it for later. You know, we could save it for next episode. How about that? I think so. I think this was a good episode. I think we hit on a lot of points. We basically had a therapy session for you.
And you guys can't see it, but I'm deeply crying.
Yeah, he's got two boxes of Kleenex.
On the inside.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm not going to cry outside. Come on.
No.
Oh, what's wrong with me?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with you.
Ugh.
Nothing's wrong. Here's what's wrong with you is you're a human being.
I actually did cry last month.
You did?
In March, yeah. It's been a while. It was hard, dude.
Yeah. Well, I would be surprised if you didn't cry, to be quite honest. I think it's a sign that you're not a robot.
Letting out the sadness? Oh, okay.
Did it feel good afterwards?
I felt dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. You're back to being a robot.
I'm just teasing. No,
have you ever been tested for autism? Did you feel good afterwards? I felt dehydrated.
I was being silly. Yeah, I felt pretty good. It was good. It was good, man. Well, guys, look, I already gave you my Facebook. Follow Grant.
On that
K
happy
comedy.
Note, at Kirk Smith Comedy.
No, but it's going
Grant
good.
K comedy.
It's going good,
buddy. You got through it, and you got a road. Your son is on the path. You know what I mean, for permanent housing and everything. You sent him. He's on a good road because of you. You know. You did everything.
Well,
because
a lot of us. Yeah, I played a small part. There's a lot of people.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Sure. But, you know, you're a part of that. Everything.
I did my little part.
You did. The hard part is over. The really, really hard part.
Yep.
You know. And, I mean, you might have another couple of dips, but you know what to do now. You know what I mean? Your son is going to be situated, and that's the hard part. So, I'm proud of you. And I'm proud that you're my friend, and I'm proud to get to do this podcast with you.
I'm proud of that hair. That hair you got's looking good.
Right?
Looking good.
Do you see that he's deflecting? You hear that, guys?
I don't do well with compliments. You're right.
He can't do it. But I do have great hair. Thank you very much. At Kirk Smith Comedy, at Graham K Comedy, you can see my hair. And also...
His Instagram is all hair shots.
Yeah.
All just close-ups of hair.
Yeah, like us. Share us.
Send us your letters to Facebook or
Patreon.com/autastic, www.patreon.com/autastic.
I will say on the Patreon thing, guys,
to donate.
We've had a big drop off in the Patreon, so if you were on the fence and you're like, I'm sure they're getting thousands every month, this would be a good time to jump in and help out. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, you could help pay for flights to
to Sweden
and to help his son. And if you don't donate to Patreon,
or you could also buy books. I have my books online at Kirk Smith Comedy. A few people have been buying books online.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I cut you off, Graham.
No, I was just going to say, if you don't donate to Patreon, you hate Kirk's son. So, but if you can't donate, that's also fine. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Yeah, just tell somebody about it. You guys are great. We really appreciate your listenership, and we hope you have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.
You can do it, guys. We love
clicking on us. No one tunes anymore.